This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Officially, we are announcing today that the afterlife is real.
Yes, we have evidence now.
Luke Perry came back.
Luke Perry came back. It's real.
He came back and visited Lily Reinhart.
Oh,
does anybody know Lily?
I know that name.
She's apparently on the show. She's on whatever show he was on.
Riverdale. I never saw it.
Well, I thought, was he part of the reboot of the 902 whatever, too? Was he a part of that? I think he was.
No,
they had to write him out of a couple shows, I think, eventually. Huh. Anyway, Luke, am I thinking of the right guy? Luke Perry? Wasn't he on 902? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Okay. Lily Reinhart said Luke Perry visited her from beyond. She said she had a dream that she saw Luke. She hugged him so hard and cried into his shoulder, telling him how much we all miss him.
Oh,
sweet.
We want to talk to people about touching the other side, talking to people.
Afterlife.
I am a firm believer that death is not a dirt nap. There's
a light, a tunnel.
Agree.
There's something that happens after.
Tunnel, a light.
Definitely.
There's always a tunnel and a light.
Here comes the skeptic.
But if it's always, then wouldn't it be true? Don't you call that truth? There's always a, hey, let me ask you this. Is Arapaho Road always crappy?
Predominantly, yes.
Right. So that's a truth.
There you go.
Everyone sees the same.
The tunnel and the light.
Right. So then they're on their way to the afterlife. It's not a tunnel into darkness because you're going down into the ground.
Okay. We're emerging from the darkness towards the light.
Yes, we're going. And they say, if you want, yes, go into the light. Don't resist the light.
Don't resist the light.
Yes.
They said that.
Yes.
Those people.
They. Like in Poltergeist, the movie, when little Carol Ann was like stuck in the TV.
Awful.
There was a newer one. Did you see the one from the way back when?
I don't like it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Scary.
She was in the afterlife. She was stuck on the other side.
She comes out goopy.
Yeah, she did finally come out sort of covered in amniotic fluid.
I don't like it.
But they birthed her out of the TV?
They birthed her out of like a giant hole in the wall, sort of.
Demons or aliens.
There was definitely demons.
I don't know.
And then they were telling her to go into the light, and she didn't want to because before they told her, don't go into the light.
So she's all confused. Do I go or do I not go? What am I doing here?
You know something weird about that movie?
What?
Almost everybody who was in that movie, something bad happened. All the kid actors, they died bad.
I just got chills. I don't like it.
Truth. The girl who played Carol Ann is dead. The older sister's dead.
Really?
That's because they resisted the light. What?
So here's what we'd like. This isn't really a consensus right now.
It doesn't include Steve at this moment.
We want to talk to people about the afterlife. Has anybody else had a moment in the afterlife? I had a grandpa. I've told you the lamp in my bedroom is something's going on.
Well, it's a touch lamp. That's why it keeps flickering.
I'm not 100 years old. I don't have a clapper.
You said you have Christmas lights and they blink and you think that they're communicating through the Christmas lights or something, right?
From Stranger Things and no.
Oh.
But I have a lamp
that talks to you.
Do you know how hard it is?
What?
Just every day. I want to learn.
Buddy, I want to learn from you.
Uh-huh.
Trying to learn.
If you have any evidence of the afterlife, if someone has touched you, turn the light on, turn some music on. We got some killer stories. You just read the one about the grandpa and the trees and the Christmas ornament. We're going to get to that in a second.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
If you want to tell us your afterlife story, we'd love to talk to you. I'm going to do the most abbreviated story I've ever done, and it's not fair because it's not my story, but Steve lost a family member, and the guy loved chocolates, and he kept them in his freezer, and the freezer was in a foreclosure. The house was empty. The power's off, blah-de-de-blah,
okay.
And Steve and his father go to empty out the house, and his dad opens the freezer, and inside is the chocolate, and it was cold.
It was.
And the freezer had been unplugged. There's no power.
It was hot as blazes in the summer. I remember my dad, he opened up the freezer door, was about to shut it, and then he ripped it open again, and he was looking quizzical. Then all of a sudden, I saw fear on his face. He slammed the door. He looked at me and said, let's get out. I know.
And he never found this story out till he asked his father.
Well, on his deathbed, like, I go, do you remember that time about Uncle Dan and the chocolates? And he looked at me and goes, you remember that all this time?
Whoa. Said, yeah.
But he never...
Uncle Dan sending you one last signal that there's another side, because how the hell were those chocolates cold?
You're right. There is an explanation.
Yes. He kept them cold. He did.
Uncle Dan.
Yes.
Somehow kept them
from the afterlife. I'm a dude.
That's the only afterlife story I have.
So this is not my story either. It's my cousin. Our grandpa passed away in her house that same, like in his sleep. She was already in bed. That night she dreamed he was standing over her bed. He opened his hand. He had a crystal in his hand. The next day she woke up. There was a crystal on her floor. She walked outside, goes to my uncle and says, Papa's dead, isn't he?
Wow.
And he had passed away that night.
Hair on arms.
I have the crystal now. My cousin passed away and I was like, the only thing I want is that crystal. And so now I have that crystal, and I swear, like, it's just precious.
It's got the energy to it.
Feel it, yeah.
Did you know that your grandpa had this crystal already, or it was just something he gave you guys to let you know?
There was a tie somehow with her, but I forget the detail of it. I'd have to ask my uncle.
That is full-on afterlife.
Right.
Dang.
There is...
something.
All right. The other really quick story, this guy lost his grandpa or somebody they used to hunt together. He went out to their same hunting spot and grandpa came walking out of the woods.
And he was so happy to see him. He ran up to grandpa and hugged him as hard as he can. They hugged each other.
And then grandpa went back into the woods, like the dudes going back into the cornfields of Field of Dreams. He just disappeared into the, and now they get out this Christmas ornament that the grandpa loved every year, and it dances around every year. But they haven't put any new batteries in it, ever.
There it is.
Grandpa.
All right. If you got proof of the afterlife, we want to talk to you. Megan?
Yay.
Afterlife.
So my grandmother and grandfather were married for 60 years.
Jeez.
And when he passed, it was a very happy marriage. But when he passed, they always had a thing about the moon. Like, he would always tell her the moon. They were...
Your phone is breaking up really bad. You said they have something with the moon?
The moon. That they were farmers, and so he'd always take her out so that she could see the moon at night. So the night he passed, my mother and my grandmother were outside just taking a minute, and they look up, and the moon is in the shape of a heart.
He changed the shape of the moon.
It looked like maybe dark clouds.
That's something he could probably do is move the clouds around.
Clouds.
He was able to little bat signal, but it's a heart symbol.
I
sort of believe that one. It was just hard with, maybe he was doing that. Kim?
Yeah.
Afterlife.
Got married in 1991 and my mom had passed away 5 years before this. I was the only son that wasn't married before she passed away. And at the ceremony, I told my little brother that I was going to sing to my wife. And if I can't do it because I'm going to be too emotional, just let the music play. And right when the music started, something squeezed my left shoulder and I looked and there was nobody there. And the pastor up at the altar smiled and winked at me, and I was like, wow, that was weird. And so I sang the best I've sang ever, probably. And when the wedding was done and we were out there having everybody come and say congratulations and all that stuff, the pastor walks up to me and goes, she's beautiful. And I said, thank you. Yeah, I said, I kind of like her too. And he goes, no, I'm talking about your mom.
What?
I said, excuse me? He goes, you didn't feel her squeeze your shoulder?
What?
I have so many chills right now.
I am seriously freezing cold. Yeah. My arm hair is like...
But the pastor saw your mom. No one else saw your mom. You didn't see your mom, but the pastor saw your mom.
The pastor saw my mom.
Wow.
And I just broke down crying.
I imagine you would.
How come he gets to see it?
That's weird, right?
Right?
That's exactly what I asked him, too, Steve. I said, how come you got to see her and I didn't?
What did he say? He winked again and went,
your mom. No, because you got to feel her.
I said, that's unbelievable. He goes, she looks just like Lucille Ball. I said, I know.
What?
And he didn't know. That's...
Then I knew he wasn't lying to me.
What?
That is one of the more insane things I've ever... That is proof to me.
That's
100%.
Wild.
Because he would not... Steve's going, he Googled her. No.
And also, how would he know, like, you felt her on your shoulder?
Right. That's everything about that. Thank you for the call, man. That's chilling.
Yeah.
Brittany?
Yay.
Afterlife.
When my best friend died 2 years ago, this May, she was kind of a mystery around how she died. But anyways, I was beside myself and I was just sitting on my bed and somebody started playing with my hair and I was in my room by myself. And
did you see her or you just felt her touching your hair?
I felt her, but I could hear her talking to me, like, clear as day.
Wow.
My mom's a medium, but I was a skeptic up until, you know, I had several encounters like this after she died.
Wow. That is, 'cause she knew you needed the help and the consoling, and aww. That's...
You think the medium would have gotten involved somehow, kind of knew something...
There it goes.
The professional should have... Okay.
Can I just say that I believe in everything that's happening on the show. I love that you're here, Amber, as part of it, but the cynicism of Steve when she said, my mom's a medium, I just wanted to say my mom's a large, and then I was like, I couldn't get out of my own way, and I'm like, Steve's winning. I have to come back. Chanel?
Yay.
Afterlife.
So... I was in college when my grandmother passed away and I wasn't able to attend the funeral, but I went home for break and my mom and I were sitting in the living room and we had new furniture and everything, but they kept this rocking chair because my grandmother used to like to sit in it. And while we were watching TV, the rocking chair just started to rock. And I was like, Mom, you seeing this? And she was like, yeah. And she says, hi, Mama, we see you. We know you're here. And then the chair stopped rocking. It just stopped.
Okay, the air conditioning.
Stop it!
Okay, and then it's shut off.
I live in the Caribbean, and we don't have air conditioning. Windows open, doors all the time.
Wind. The wind. You
okay,
know,
okay, that's...
No wind.
And why did it stop when you acknowledged
right,
that it was Nana?
Said it.
That's
yeah.
That is a beautiful story. Thank you, Chanel. I'm not letting you drag me down to this. I got close with my large joke. But I'm digging my way out. Kathy?
Hey, hi.
Yeah, hi. What's your afterlife story?
Well, unfortunately, I lost my son. He was 21 7 years ago.
Oh, so sorry.
And I was driving. I lived in Michigan, Indiana line, and there's 80, 90 where it's a field. There's nothing around. I was going to work one day, and I see this person walking towards me, and I'm, like, staring at him. And they look like my son walking, and... had some stupid sunglasses on and, you know, flip-flops in November and just totally him. And as I drove away, I thought, wait a minute, did I really see that? And I turned around and he was nowhere to be found. It was just all open fields.
But it was him. You knew it was him.
Oh, it was definitely him. He comes and sees me all the time. He's definitely a mama's boy and he always will be.
Wow.
Do you think he's mad that you didn't even...
Yeah, give him a ride. Stop. Say hi.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.